तदा सा देवी जागृति पदेदं तिष्ठति जगत मन संहिता एंड दैट यूनिवर्सल माइंड यूनिवर्सल पर्सन ही अवेकन्स द क्रिएशन बिगिन्स व्हेन ही गोज टू स्लीप एवरीथिंग गॉन वैनिशेस यस एंड वी ऑल्सो व्हेन वी
I have one question, Maharaj. He wants, generally, he'd like to hear something about Lord Krishna.
Krishna's description has been written in Bhakti Rasamrita Sunda in a scientific ontological style. Bhakti Rasamrita Sunda. If you can conceive that all different types of ecstasy, joy, be personified, peace, anandam, rasam, happiness, ecstasy, blissfulness, that is transcendental, that immanent. Not one day. That is in Upanishad, Rasu Vaishav. That is controlling the whole market. That happiness, joy, higher divine joy, divine happiness, not one day. Anyhow, on the whole, everyone, of us wants to be happy. The happiness, the transcendental, original, that is the most universal thing. In Ved it has been called as rasa, ananda. Some say it is beauty, ekshantam sundaram. Some say it is pain, love, desire. That can be divided into different parts. Indian transcendental scientists, they have divided that transcendental work mainly in two divisions. One transitory, another permanent. High permanent emotion, just as familiar, familiar, friendly. The relation from one friend to another friend, a particular lot of friend happiness, friendly happiness, is that change of friendly happiness. Then why is that condition that comes up with the son and the mother, father and son, and children and mother, and son to master, son to master, the man and the master. That is also a particular relationship of Rasa, Ananda, happy relation, man and the master. Shanta, only submission to particular authority. That is also a rasa. Shanta, dasya, sakha, matsalya, madhu, five kinds of standing relation and happiness. And other seven transitory, passing, just as hasya, the laughing rasa, adbhut, very wonderful, strange. That is also a kind of rasa. These, sometimes heroic temperament. That is also a particular rasa. These are karuna, sometimes very piteousness, kindness, benevolence. That is also a kind of rasa. Karuna, ashyad vidya vidya vidya. Vivasya rasa, that is it. there is a relationship of content. We see and we can't see it. Rotten things there. Rotten things, so many things we can't see it very well. Reverse. Bhayanak, fearful, a tiger, then another rhinoceros, and this, what is in Africa jungle? And there is mammoth. If we come, we are afraid. What's Bhayanaka? These are three kalingas of seven. Where we find a center which combines all these rasa in one place. Namely, the Sri, the beauty, is the main thing. That is Krishna. Sri, reality, the beautiful. Krishna, reality, the beautiful. His color, his sound, his gait, his temperament, his movement, his laughing, his eating, his working, everything is very, very charming to one and all. But there is the abode of all these rasa, still he is personal. He is a person, not any substance, not any abstract, but he has got all the qualities of a great person. Ketan, Vyaktitva, personality is there. If the absolute beauty has got any personality, then it is Krishna. The absolute love having personality is Krishna. Beauty, charm, love, mercy, all the mercy which above justice. We can't think that any good thing can remain beyond justice. Justice must be in the highest standard of our thinking. But mercy is above justice. Above justice. Justice is necessary when a decision is inevitable between two or more parties. Then the question of justice comes. But when both is one, then no justice. One is paramount power. He will come to give justice for him. He is old enough. He is autocrat. He enjoys the whole power. He can make our mark. Man, the world is designed and destined by him. He said, he can design, he can abolish this creation and if he likes, he can do it in any other way. Design, maybe. Diabetically opposite, maybe. If we cannot conceive it in our present state. Joker, absent. He is by himself. And the philosopher Hegel, German philosopher Hegel said, he is by himself, he is his own cause. None has created him. And also, he is for himself. That means, he remains to satisfy his own whims, not to satisfy the whim of any other third person, entity. Then that entity will hold higher position. So, he is for himself. That is his lila, his pastimes. He is not to explain for his activities to any other higher person. So, he is such, for himself, and everything for him, destined and designed by him. Such prime God. And we are part and parcel of his potency. Potency, he has got various potencies, and we are a part of his potency. Still endowed with certain amount of freedom, free will. And by the use and misuse of that free will, that little we have got, we can thrive or we can lose our prospect. This is so Krishna is such the fulfillment of everything that is found in this world. Everything may have this fulfillment in him. In him and in his service. In rendering his satisfaction. He is for himself and other things are for him. So Hegel says, die to live. Whatever independent thing you have got, give them up and throw yourself in the wing of that appropriate absolute. Apparently you will have to die because your selfish ideas, thoughts are to be abolished. But you will gain when you come to him and get him, you will find that you have more enough than you could expect. Beyond your expectation, you have been gained. Die to live. Real life is there. And this egoistic life of external mundane membership, this is a curse to us. Because there is death, there is disease, there is old, infirmity, and there is birth. All these influences of nature we have to undergo. So if we are to get rid of all the troubles we find here wholly, then we are to die as we are. We have to dissolve our ego, the false ego that has been created by false aspirations. That if I get this, I shall be happy. If I get that, I shall be happy. If I get the fourth thing, I shall be happy. All these false notions, ideas, are clustered and the ego has been created. The false ego, pernicious ego, that must be put into fire. And the golden ego will come out. Our names, the universal name, for the satisfaction of Krishna, you will throw yourself, not for any particular selfish idea, but for universal, more than universal. Universe is in one part. Infinity is in one part, is such. The containers of all possible infinites. From infinite, from zero, if zero is minus, it remains zero. Zero added is zero, zero. Zero into zero, zero. Zero divided by zero. So infinite, infinite plus infinite is infinite. Infinite minus infinite is infinite. Infinite divided by infinite is infinite. Into infinite is infinite. Asala bahunete na kingayate na tabajina vishtub bhavinam krishna vekaamsa arjuna in Bhagavad Gita is saying, what more I shall speak to you, I have spoken you much. Nothing again to speak. But in nutshell you know, answer, one word, that whatever you can think is in my one card. Your infinite, the conception of your infinite is in my one card. I am such. And so and so. So, with that idea we have to approach him. Back to God, back to home. That is sweet, sweet home. Here we have come to colonize another land and to be in the hope that we shall fight might not so. Sweet, sweet home. Just back to your home. It is very, very sweet. With the land of death. Go home. You have to find us yourself in eternal logic, this conscious Anandam, you will find in your own intrinsic position that it is a part of mysteries in itself. Now it is covered. The spark may be covered with some other thing, with ashes. The spark may be covered with ashes. The new gas is something. The jewel is covered with an alloy. The old alloy will shine. So in soul, you are all right. The soul is just as this body is a part and a parcel of this earth, of this material body. So the soul is a part and a parcel of that body. That is not produced by this mass of flesh. Soul is not, soul is eternal, immortal, so it is had to suffer death, the penalty of death, because the soul is immortal. That was his problem. And that existing government imparted capital punishment on him, because he simply said, so he told that soul is immortal. And Christ had also with the same faith when he declared that everything belongs to Father. Romans, they are very much disturbed. The real king is another one. Then that man is against putting disloyalty. Everything belongs to Rome. And if he says that does not belong to Rome, Roman Empire, there is some man more who holds his right about Roman Empire. He was fled and he put to death. Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu tell us this, that beauty is above all, not power. That is another thing. We are habituated to think that the power is ultimately controlling the whole thing. Power is the greatest thing. But Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu not a revolutionary change, but no, the ultimate controlling principle is love and beauty. And jiva power. A powerful man also can be controlled by beauty. The beauty of voice, song, the fruit of Krishna, sound beauty, and the color beauty, clear beauty, beauty may be of different kinds. But all beauty is combined in Krishna. Krishna, fish, and attraction, and now, and giving something in return. Attraction, sun, moon, all attracting one another. But when attraction endowed with life, that becomes love, affection. Living attraction means love, affection. The Krishna, the living principle, the living absolute principle, is attracting everything. The affection, the love, the beauty, the charm. And even the most powerful, he also disarmed when he finds beauty. The heroic character vanishes. He is deluded by the force of beauty, if it can be told so. Love. Love is the highest principle. And all apologies, no complaints should be against that. I love you, I want to control you by force, by power, and maybe injustice. But we are controlled by real love, not a fascinating, this fleshy love that is lust, lust and love, that must be differentiated. This is what is lust, that is the unhearted reflection of love, that is treacherous, like a trap. This lust, this is mundane, this is very low. He has got reaction, bad reaction. And that the love divine has no reaction, all reaction of the similar nature. That love divine, transcendental. These are the general way I give you some idea. But the details if you want it, you have to study it systematically and harm it by guilt of your energy. That is devoting yourself to that way. Higher knowledge if you want to have, then that cannot come to me to serve me. That his position is higher. I am to go for his interest towards him. I am for him, he is not for me. He is for me in another way. But I must oblige him. I must serve him. And as a reaction, I will be together. And he has got higher position. He won't come to serve my lower wings. And his noble wings, and I can serve them. I will take my position. Super subjective. He is in the super subjective area, transcendental. Means supramental, super subjective. I am subject, this world is object to me. He is subject, higher subject, and I am object to him. He holds such position. Noir of mine. I am noir of this objective world. He is noir, including this objective world and also including me. More subtle than my fine conception. I am subtle of conception. All the stuff. Prabhupada, Parikrishna, Shiva. So with serving attitude only can we have entrance into that domain. We have to acquire, collect some visa. And the visa they won't allow if they think that it is for the loss of their country. Only when they think that we shall get something from him, then he would issue visa. Otherwise you want to issue any visa. And without visa you cannot enter. So if he want, if he prove that I am going to for the good of that land however you want to enter, then you will be allowed. But serve him spirit in the service of that land, then you will be allowed. And if this service will be dismissed from the border. The first connection you get, you have to enter that, the sound, divine sound, the name, Mahapurusha, Bhagavata. Sound aspect is the cover of the world. So that is nearer to you. Nearer to you. desire. Desire is the subtlemost of this mundane, and there also, that their ether is coming together. That is also a circumvent, relating or covering the whole. The sound of the both world, transcendental and the mundane, they come closer. So with the help of the sound, we can connect. Their sound is the subtlemost, and their sound is the grossest. Within sound everything. And here, the sound is the finest thing. It permeates everywhere. Sound, ether. So, it has been recommended that we should begin with sound. But whether, whatever it may be, it must be of the interest of that land. That means the spiritual will never come to serve mundane. But if anyone plodding under mundane trouble wants to be relieved of it, and seek his membership in that one, to serve that one, then he will give the beginning connection. To the aliens, Vaishnavas, and the aliens of that land. They come here by the means of the divine.
Hello.
That's the way. And the canvas of the good life there. And one who hears them, listens to their words, and thinks that it is a very good prospect to go and live there. In various ways, they will connect and they will try to get a ticket for how they can enter into that place, the land of the beauty, the land of fairness, which is above judgment, which can stand above judgment, that is affection, mercy, love, charm, all this. Above judgment. Here is also below judgment, very filthy, very nasty. Even so, the judgment also fear to come to effect a compromise. That is also above judgment, but judgment has nothing to say. My thing I am giving to you, I am the provider. I am giving something to you, what the judgment is coming to you. Why you do? Why you be kind to him? The judgment comes to the land of giving. Every unit, they are busy to help others. Here, every unit is an exploiting one. Every unit, exploiting one. Those that have hands, ahastani, shahastanam, aparani, chatushpadam, perhaps they are eating those that have no hands. Those that have got legs, they are eating that have got no legs, peepers of these things. And the stronger, they are eating the weaker. At the cost of so many lives, one body is maintained. To maintain one body, how many bodies are killed in a life? A nuisance. But to every action there is equal opposite reaction. They can't get spot free. They must have to pay for that. And I shall have to come down. I am riding on the horse. The horse is going to be entitled to ride on me. Bumerang. Every action there is equal and opposite. Nature runs most. That one. Does not tolerate any that one. get Scotch finish. I can't get French finish. So he has, we all exploiting units, but in that land everyone is dedicating units. That's the difference. Our soul really is a dedicating unit. Competition of dedication, here's competition of exploitation, and there competition of dedication. But man is eternal, star is eternal. No dissipation, no want, no death. But dedicate all, the whole, the dedicated unit, the opulence, enough, and the opulence, all giving, all giving the money in the bank, but no check is cutting. Only giving, giving, everyone is giving to one another. And the eternal cannot be finished. Yeah? No empty, no question of emptiness. Such a possible land, affection, beauty, love, charm, ecstasy, harmony. We are in the one lack of concrete reality, but everything will evaporate one day. Even the earth, the sun, everything will disappear. Even the scientists, they also are of such opinion. What about the philosophers? Philosophers, they say that this is all transient, all mortal. Scientists, they all have no other alternative to that. It was created, the sun, moon, all the, and again they will be dissolved. And the Archasabhata, the Vedas, the Upanishad, again they will be created, again dissolved. This fun is going on in this mundane world. From time immemorial. And like us, we are victims. We are victims in the name of mastery, kingship, monarchy. We are worshipped for that here. Like so many recruited coolies. We are recruited coolies to fill up this mundane world of death and the mastery of us. But the recruiter from that land also, they are moving, wandering, though very rarely found. And they are Swami Maharaj went to the west, and the, how many he has collected for the Vaikuntha life, the higher transcendental life, the divine land of Krishna. Hare Krishna.
In imagination, you are collecting flowers, rubbing chandan, pushing. It may be so strong that it can defeat the physical representation also. The Goswami has mentioned one mishmash, that one Brahmin, he used to worship mentally every day. He used to give some paramanna bhoja. Paramanna, you know, rice.
Sweet rice.
He used to give bhogam to his mind. One day, suddenly this thought came in mind, perhaps it is too hot. So whether it is too hot, not fit to for the eating of the deity, so he unconsciously tried to measure the heat of the food, and with this finger thumb he wanted to touch that imaginary food for a moment, and suddenly he felt that it's too hot, and there was an abscess. So the mental representation and maybe sometimes so concrete that it produces the material result. And while, though it was all in imagination, it is also possible. So imagination and our external things have got an intimate connection. Strong intensity of mental force can create this physical thing. We have to understand this by this example. Let there be water, there was water. Let there be light, there was light, as is mentioned in Bible. God created it this way. His will is sufficient. So sometimes the will of a devotee may be so much intensified that it can create and things in this material reality. But what is it to be here? যদি বৃহস্পতিবার টাকা নিয়ে দিয়ে দেবে এই কৃষ্ণশরণকে বলো যে ওদের সেই অ্যাকাউন্ট খুলে দেওয়ার জন্য সই কাগজ নিয়ে এসে নাকি নিয়ে আসবে, নিয়ে আসবে ওদের সই টই নিয়ে ওদের দুজনের জয়েন্ট অ্যাকাউন্টে খুলে দেবে সেটি মনে করে দাও।
Time. 9:25, Maharaj. 9:25.
Okay, Maharaj. Jai Om Vishnu Pada.